If you have your Bible, turn with us this evening to Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8 for just a moment of time tonight. We do appreciate the opportunity to be here. Romans chapter 8. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 22, He said, "For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together unto now, and not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves, grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints." Now watch this. "According to the will of God." Amen. Appreciate His blessed word of truth and how it speaks to our hearts. And as we look at this tonight and we see some things here, and I'd like to preach for just a few minutes in time tonight. I told my wife I hadn't got to preach in, I think, about a month. So I've got about three messages to preach in one. But we'll try to be brief tonight and give you what God gives a heart. And I'd like to preach this for just a moment in time tonight on the missing part. Amen? The missing part. As we see this in the writings of Paul, we see in the Romans, we see him speaking of some glorious and spectacular things. We see him speaking of a creature and a creation that God has made for His own pleasure. And as we see this tonight, if he ain't careful, we could see the parts where we have the groaning and the travailing and pain together, and we could get discouraged. But I want to say tonight that you're not in this alone. Praise God, each and every one of us is in a part of this, even with creation this evening. Amen. So the whole creation is, because of the sinfulness of the world, creation is groaning, men are groaning, people are groaning tonight, caught up in this stuff that's around us this evening. And boy, what a mess we're in. But praise God, we're still serving a living Savior. Amen? And He said, even though we're going through these trials and tribulations here, there's a better day that's been promised to a saint of God. When we get to looking at the Word, the Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 that there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Amen? I'm glad for that tonight, ain't you? He said, "Therefore there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." So He said, when that man has been made a new creation, praise God, the condemnation's been taken away. I'm glad we're not under condemnation. I'm glad we're not having to live under law. I'm glad that we don't have to try to be good, amen? Praise God, I'm glad there's a holy God that moves in us, that does the work for us. You say, "Well, preacher, you mean we shouldn't try to be good?" Not of ourselves. It'll do us no good. But when we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, we have that help from above. See, what's happening, we're trying to clean up this old vessel on the outside, and the inside's still spoiled. Amen? The fruit of that man that's inside is still rotten. But praise God, when we begin to clean up the inside, the outside will start looking like it ought to. Amen? Praise God. Let me just say this tonight. Paul was talking to him here in Romans chapter 7. And I was reading through this today, and boy, I've got blessed. Because Paul said, that I would, I do not. And that I would not, that I do. Amen? He said, "I'm having problems here." He said, that I would not. He said, that I don't want to do. He said, in other words, let me put it in layman's terms. He said, that I know not to do. He said, this old flesh wants to do it. Amen? He said, I'm caught up in it. But you know why? We're in the same situation tonight. The things that we shouldn't do, if we ain't very careful, we'll be tempted to do. You say, "Well, why is that, Pastor?" Let me just tell you why tonight. Let me just tell you why we have such a struggle as Christians today trying to do right. Because we're just like Paul. Paul was saved. Paul was going up to Damascus, had the Damascus head to persecute the church, and the good God of glory, amen, overshadowed the sun, shone bright as the noonday sun. Paul fell on his face, praise God, and Paul got born again. Amen. Amen. Paul got saved. What God did, He changed that inward man. He changed his heart, his mind, his soul, praise God. But that outward man was still that outward man. Amen? Are you with me? Listen, God don't save your flesh. Amen? I want to make clear that our flesh, brother, it's not saved. His flesh is not saved. It's out to be vile and wicked and putrefied. It's out to be rotten. Amen? It's that inward man that God saves. It's the soul of man, the living part of us, the godly part of us is what God saves. And pray God, once He saves it for good. That's why Paul would tell me Romans 8:1. He said, therefore there's now no condemnation. Why? Because he said, I thank God. He said, oh wretched man that I am. 7:24. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I'm just dying and dying. The flesh is dragging me down. Who can deliver me? Amen. Who can deliver me from the dying that I die every day? He said, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So he said, it's because of Jesus Christ I'm alive. It's through faith in Him and Him alone. Amen. It's not in all the good works that we do, though we should strive to do right. We should strive to do good. We should strive to do unto others as we'd want them to do to us. Amen. Amen. Not as we want them to do for us. Amen. But what we have them doing to us. Amen. Because that's where the difference is. That's where the rubber meets the road. Amen. So he said, there's now no condemnation to them that accepted through the Lord Jesus Christ the free pardon of sin. Amen. When we do that, we put our sin under the blood. We've trusted in the death, burial, and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, amen, that He would make the inward part clean. And we're trusting that inward part's clean, and if it's clean, praise God, it's clean completely in Him. Jesus didn't die part way. He didn't die just a little bit. Jesus hung on the cross, and He died, and He said, it's finished. The redemptive work of the cross of Calvary was finished forever. And when we take a hold of that, we believe that with our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, praise God, we become a child of the King. Amen. But even then, brother, this flesh is still not saved. Amen. So even though we've been saved, we've been born again, we're still contending with the flesh. Amen. So these groanings and these complainings of this old flesh, it wants to do what it wants to do. It wants to go where it wants to go. Amen. And there's a battle within us that's going on. Amen. And the Lord God of glory, He tells us, He shows us what's right. And the Spirit of God guides us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. See, He said, therefore there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Now watch this. He said, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. He said that the condemnation's gone when you start being led of the Spirit of God. She said, because the flesh is enmity against God. Amen. The flesh, our flesh is an enemy of God. And we can't succumb to the flesh. Amen. We have to, Paul told us that we need to mortify the deeds, put it to death. What we do, we starve it out. Amen. We starve the flesh out. It wants to do something, things that it likes. Amen. Anybody like cookies? Amen. Praise the Lord. We doing okay during the snowstorm. Me and Teresa and George, we was doing all right. Amen. We had 3 gallons of milk and a whole bunch of cookies. Amen. Praise the Lord. We was thriving and surviving, praise God. But along about Sunday afternoon, praise God, we run out of milk and we run out of cookies. Amen. Hey, our flesh was bad. I mean, we were encouraged, praise God. But when we got to running out of the milk and we got to running out of cookies, Our flesh didn't like that. Amen? So you get the longing to get out. Amen? You get the wanting to get the snow plow out and whatever it takes, get to the store to try to get that. Amen? To satisfy that flesh. Amen? You know where I'm at? Amen? I'm talking about milk and cookies. Amen? But you know what? I get to thinking on that. I told my wife, I said, I've got to cut down, Brother Kim. Now it is when you get to be our age, you don't lose it like you used to. Used to I could skip a meal and I could lose 10 pounds. Seemed like. Now I skip a meal and it seems like I gain 3. Amen? I'm storing fat. I miss a meal and it starts storing fat. He says, hey, this boy ain't going to eat. We better hold on to some of these calories. Amen. So he don't starve to death. Amen. That's right. I'm telling it right. But I said, so I told my wife, I said, I've got to cut down on the count. So I went to get, instead of getting those good old Oreo cookies with the cream in the middle. Amen. Glory to God. I'm talking about good stuff. I went and got me a big old jar of them animal crackers. Amen. Yeah. I got the, they're not as fattening. You can eat. I think the 13 of them's only got 90 calories. Huh? But you know, when I got there and I poured me a big old glass of milk and I got me a bowl of them animal crackers and I began to pick them things up and I'm like, boy, this is going to be good. So I done went to the store and fetched them to the house. I mean, I'm ready. Sit down there to get my milk. I get my cookie. I get one of them animal crackers out there and I take that thing up and... But it wasn't the same. It just didn't satisfy me, praise God, like I thought it would. But you know what? I'd settle in my heart. Hey, I've got to watch what I put in because it's weighing on me. So I said, you know what? What is going to make do? So what I did, I told myself, Brother Dad, I said, you know what? These things ain't that bad. Amen? Instead of just having 2 or 3, I could have the whole 13. Praise God. So what I did, I took and I began to challenge my mind. See, Paul said, it's a mind game and it's a heart game. He said, you get to the point, praise God, where you don't mind, praise God, you can make do in your heart. Amen. So he said, you know what? So I'm going to be satisfied with that I know will be better for me. Amen. And I'm just going to trust the Lord to make up the difference. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you know what? Praise God, them little apples are pretty tasty. Amen. Hey, you know what? Because I was just looking for just a little something. Amen. And praise God, that was just that something that I needed, praise God. But it wasn't all bad. And I just put my trust in the Lord. Amen. That's what we got to do with everything in our life. We just got to trust the Lord, amen, to satisfy, to be that ultimate satisfaction. Amen. Paul said, I've tried this, I've tried that. He said, but praise God. He said, I realize it's the Lord Jesus Christ that satisfies. Amen. He starts making the difference in my life. He takes away those challenges. Amen. Praise God, and He begins to be my victor. I begin to get victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. He begins to make that difference in my life. Amen. So He said, there's now no condemnation to them that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. See, he said, for the law of the Spirit of life is life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. See, I was eating them old bad things for me, and it's killing me. Amen. The bad things that we put into our body, it'll kill us. We know it. Amen. God gives us good common sense. Amen. He knows when you get to a point that you gotta back off. You gotta reevaluate your situation. Amen. So he said, you know what? And he said, I don't have enough sense to do that. But I've got a good God, praise God, that's way up here that knows what I need. He knows how to help me, knows where to put me, knows where to direct me, knows how to lead me and guide me. Praise God. He knows how to show me the right way. And he said, so those that are led of the Spirit, praise God, I'm not under that penalty of death no more. But praise God, I'm living a life that's pleasing in the Lord Jesus Christ. I have victory in Jesus. Amen. He said, the carnal mind, verse 6, is in my mind is death. The carnal mind is death, but the spiritual mind is life and peace. He said, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. See, we can't live it right. We don't have it in it. We don't have the know-how and the ability to live a godly life outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't have the power and the strength that we need outside the Lord. We're going to come short. The law is just, it was just a guide to show us that we couldn't do it. Amen. We couldn't live and we couldn't keep the law. But praise God, there was a law keeper come, praise God, that fulfilled the law. And when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He begins to live in us and do for us what we couldn't do by ourselves. Paul said, I was in a strait, I couldn't figure it out, but praise God. He said, God figured it out for me. Amen. He said, but in verse 9, he goes on, he said, well, verse 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. I mean, in other words, we can't be good enough to please God. We're going to come short. And no, we're not going to come short. We're going to sin somewhere along the line. Amen? We're going to commit some kind of sin without the help of the Lord. He said, because the carnal mind, that's that worldly flesh mind, is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It can't be brought under control. No matter what the law says, they still going to be unlawful people. People just doing stupid stuff. Davis, we got a big old sign at the end of the road that says Pine Brook Farms. Monday morning, during the night, somebody pulled up and unloaded 5 rounds, boom, 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 right through that sign. Blowed holes big as a quarter in that thing. Didn't even stop to think it. Right behind that sign on the hill was a whole row of houses. Amen. Some people heard the boom, 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 boom. Got up, went in, and they heard plump, thump, and there was 2 houses shot plumb through. We don't think. Our mind won't let us think because our heart's rotten. Amen. When our heart gets right, praise God, then we'll start thinking to be considerate of other people. But when our heart's rotten, praise God, this old flesh just runs amok. Amen. We got to get our heart under subjection to the Lord. Amen. So we can do the thing that's right. He said, a carnal mind's enmity against God. He said, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. You're lost. If there's not a guiding force in your heart, the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that's what moves in through the Holy Ghost of God. And He begins to guide us the way we need to go. He was wondering what they could do about them people. I said, pray God to save them. They'll quit going out and shooting stuff up. That gives all the rest of us a bad name. Amen. You know, all us old Bible-toting gun-thumping, or Bible-thumping gun-toters. Amen. They want to do away with us anyway. This don't help our cause at all. Amen. But it's the flesh that makes people do that. It's ungodliness that makes people do that. Amen. He said, but Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Amen. The Spirit comes in and He gives you life. We're just dead without Jesus. We're already condemned. I mean, we're dead. Amen. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, we are dead. But praise God, when Jesus moves in, He makes us alive. He gives us a life. Praise the Lord, I'd rather have a Jesus life than anything I know. It makes a difference. Amen. It changes you. It gives you an encouragement. Gives you some changes in your life. Verse 11, he goes on and says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead also shall quicken your mortal bodies, but by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. He said, He's a quickening force. Amen. A quickening. It makes you alive. It makes you acknowledge the things that's coming from God, the help that He has for you. Amen. With anticipation of that help. And he goes on and says that we have that. He said those, in verse 1, he says, if those that are led of the Spirit, amen, are of God. But he said, not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. He goes on and says in verse 14, he said, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So he's saying here, he said, you know what? He said, it's the Spirit of God that comes in that makes a difference. He said, that's what changed me. That's what helped me. The missing part that I had was that the Holy Ghost of God wasn't there to guide me in the way God wanted me to go. Amen? But when the Holy Spirit moves in, He begins to guide you in the way God, that puts you in the will of God. Amen? I don't know about you, but you can't do nothing outside the will of God. We need to be in His will, amen? And He said, with those that are led by the Spirit of God, amen, they are the sons of God. He said, before that, He said, we were in bondage. But He goes on in verse 18, and He says, for I reckon that the suffering this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which we shall be revealed in us. See, they said something that's took place, because Paul said, I went from a place where I was saying, you know what? There's a good part and a bad part, and I don't know who's winning. But then he said, you know what? I'm just going to put my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. And he said, you know, he said, He began to make the difference. He said, now there's no condemnation. See, I'm not condemned no more. But praise God, he said, I've been set free from this burden of sin. This big old, he said, I've got that old dead body off my back. Amen. See, I'm living vibrant, praise God, praising the Lord, thanking Him for all that He's doing for me in this present day, which I live. Amen. He said, for the earnest expectation, verse 19, of the creature waiteth for the manifestation. I've got to reading this today, and I about had me a spell. He said, the earnest expectation of the creature. Amen. All creation. Can you just see this in your mind? I got a vivid imagination. Can you just see all the trees and the rocks and the hills, Brother David? And they're just there, and they're just there cheering us on. And they're saying, hey, mankind, get this thing right. Glory be to God, so God can come and fix this mess up. Amen. The whole creation's a yearning, praise God, for us to put our eyes on the Lord. Amen. I believe every rock and tree, every valley and hill and dale, praise God, is a looking to God. The author and creator of this present world, praise God, and I believe they're all giving them glory. Why can't we? We're supposed to be of intelligent design. But where's the intelligent not praising the one that designed us and built us the marvelous way that He has? Amen? But I can see here, as he said, they've all, they're subject to, he said for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him that had subjected the same in hope. Amen. So he puts hope out there in front of us, praise God. And he said, what we got to do is just look to hope. He said, because hope, it maketh not ashamed. Amen. Praise God, hope is out there, and we have our hope. We're not in this world, not in me, not in you, but in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's what I've got, where I've got my hope. And my hope, Brother Dean, it's out of this world. Amen. Praise God. I'm not bogged down in here, praise, glory be to God, because I'm looking for a hope. He goes on to verse 21. He says, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Amen. Praise God. He said, one of these days, the Lord's coming back. He's going to deliver us all. Amen. Creation and the bondage and the curse is going to be lifted off of this world, praise God, and we'll all rejoice together in the Lord. You say, well, preacher, that's crazy. The rocks and the trees and all that, they can't praise God. Well, you tell that to Jesus, because He told them over there when they was going into the city of Jerusalem, and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna. And the old scribe Pharisees, they said, hey, tell your people to shut up. And he said, if I was to tell them to shut up, praise God, the rocks and the trees would cry out in their place. Amen. Don't tell me they can't. Praise God, one day, glory be to God, everything will praise God. Hey, I tell you what, Brother Lee, we might as well just get in and go ahead, just praise God now because we can. Amen. I tell you, the devil fights us sore. He tries to beat us down. He tries to press us. He tries to get us to compromise. But what we ought to do is just start praising God anyway. Amen. I tell you what, all that mess will go. Amen. You just try it. You just come in here one time with your heart saying, you know what, I'm coming to worship God, and I don't care what anybody else does, and that's the way it ought to be. By the way, we ought to come here to worship God no matter what everybody else does. Praise God, I'm coming to worship God. I'm coming to get a blessing. I'm coming to see the Lord. Amen. I'm coming to praise His name. Amen. Amen. Because whether you do or not, one day everybody will. Amen. Every knee will bow, and every man can, every knee, every mouth will confess that He is the Lord God. Amen. Hey, I'd rather do it now. Praise God. Give Him glory now. Praise Him now. Amen. I'd rather do it now while people can see. I'd hate to know someday some rock somewhere might sing my praises for me. Amen. But praise God, I want to praise Him now while I can. Bless His holy name. Paul said, hey, it's a marvelous thing to know the Lord. Amen. The free pardon of sin. Bless His holy name. He said that earnest expectation. Amen. It gives that, it's the expectation of that deliverance which will come. We get that deliverance through the hope, praise God, of an expectation. Amen. Comes full circle, praise God, when we're expecting something bigger from God. I think what happens a lot of times, our expectation ain't big enough. Amen. I'm expecting mighty things from God. Amen. When we see, hey, when I see things going wrong, when I see people going down the wrong direction, praise God, I just pray harder with an expectation, praise God, that God's going to hear and answer prayer. God's going to reach down and get a hold of them. You know, you ever see them little toy soldiers when you was little? You wind them up and they march. You ever seen that? I had one of them when I was little. That little old thing get going, and it just marches along till it hits something, and then it just stand there, like, you know, till you freed it up. You go over and get a hold of your little head, and you spin him around, and praise God, he'd take off from the other. See, that's what God does for us. Amen. Hey, praise God, when we get wound up, praise God, we get to going. Sometimes, praise God, we get to march along, and we run up against a wall. And we just sat there beating up, and pray God, God just reaches down and gets us. Pray God, cause we're His, and He just turns us around and heads us in a different path. Amen. Praise God for the glory of God. So all creation can sing His praises as we sing them together. Praise the Lord. Amen. The manifestation of His grace. Amen. He said, because we know, we've come full circle. He said, we know that the groaning of creation, the travail that's going on now, praise God, because the manifestation of the glory of God, that His grace and His mercy, that it's real. And because we trust in Him, praise God, for by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. Because we have faith in Him, praise God, we see the fulfillment of that earnestness that we have to trust and to serve the Lord. Amen. To the manifestation, praise God, of the liberty that we have in Christ Jesus to lift up His name, to praise Him in spite of the flesh that we live in, to just lift up our hand to glory and say, thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing me to be a child of the King. Man, in spite of the flesh, in spite of all we have to endure here, the afflictions and the hardship, the travail, praise God, we get to be children of God. But He says it doesn't stop there. He said we get to be children of God even in this travail. And He said even unto now. He said but not only they, but ourselves also which have the first fruit. He said those that's been born again. Amen. Said, we're all going through the same thing. Amen. Now, we may be a different soldier marching against a different wall, but praise God, we're all going against the same thing. We're fighting the curse of this world and the flesh that we live in. Praise God, but by the help of the Lord, amen, we're going to keep marching on. And when God turns us around and redirects our course, we'll keep marching on for Him. Amen. Amen. That may not make sense to you, but praise God, it made pretty good sense in my mind. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there ain't nowhere to stop for a child of God. We just got to keep marching on for Jesus, praise God, just like that old toy wound up soldier, praise, till we get to heaven, amen, till we march in through those pearly gates, down that street of gold, before the throne of grace, praise God, where God gives an account, amen, of every one of us that's been born again. He said, we ain't lost the one. Praise the Lord. He said, I've kept them all. Amen. Praise God. He said, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our bodies. He said, the whole, I know I've got to be mad, but I see the whole world, everything around, just watching us to see when God's going to pluck us out of here. I wonder if the trees and the rocks, the hills, amen, and when they see another one, they see another one taken out of here, and they say, oh yeah, glory. Amen. The redemption of the body. Praise the Lord. See, this old body, it's full of corruption. It's going to go back to dust from which it come. Amen. But the Spirit of God, the Ecclesiastes 12:7 said, the Bible goes back, the body goes back to dust from which it come. But that Spirit, that Godward part, amen, said it goes back to Him. Praise the Lord. So He takes it back to Him, praise God. He'll say, my beloved, my firewood, that I gave, praise God. And He takes it back to Himself. Boy, what a glorious day that's going to be. The redemption of the body, praise the Lord. Then we get to that place of no more. There'll be no more pain or no more heartache or no more sorrows. Amen. No more tears. Be no more doctors. Be no more graveyards. No cemetery. No more undertakers. Praise the Lord. Amen. They're the only people in the world that people just dying to go see them. Amen. Literally. Praise the Lord. See, so he goes in verse 24 and he says, for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope, for what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? See, we're living on hope. That's faith with expectation. Amen. How many of you has got an expectation? Amen. Now, it may not be, a lot of our expectation may not be to go to heaven or to see Jesus. Everybody here's got some kind of expectation. Amen. It may be just to be able to get up out of bed in the morning. Amen. Do you know what I'm talking about? Amen, just to be able to get out of bed. Boy, if you can, praise the Lord. I tell you, I go just about every morning through that hospital and I see them up there, just door after door, bed after bed, laid with somebody that can't even get up. And every day, praise God, I get up, my knees ache and hurt and my joints ache and they squeak. And praise God, I say, thank you, Lord, I'm able to go again. Amen. Able to make a round again, Lord. I tell you what, it scares me anymore. Amen. I'll just be honest. At a hospital, amen, you might as well walk into a big sanctuary of the plague. I mean, they stuff up there, you get it on you and you die. I'm just being honest. I wash my hands going in. I wash my hands while I'm there and I wash my hands coming out. Because I don't want to take nothing in. I sure don't want to bring nothing out. Amen. But one day, praise God, we got a blessed hope. But that'll be no more. The curse will be lifted off of us, praise God. And we can rejoice with God forever. Paul said, hey, I'm weighed down with this whole body of sin now, but praise God, there's liberty, even in that, in Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I have liberty in the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, hope that seems not hope. See, we have hope of something that we can't see with the eye, but praise God, my heart sees it pretty clear. Amen. I read this blessed old book, and boy, it speaks to me, and it gives me promises, praise God, that puts me way past sin. Amen. I guess that's why God gave me an imagination. He just lets me see Him. And He's real. He said, but if we hope for what we see, hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. He said, what we're doing now, we're just playing a waiting game. He said, we're waiting for that expectation, that hope that we have that's right out there in the future. It's just a little ways. Hey, listen, it's not that far. I tell you, it's not far at all right now. Amen. This thing's just about to play out. It's just about to finish. Amen. They's fixing to be a shout and a trumpet, praise God, and the church is going out of here, and we better be ready because it could be at any day. Amen. Russia's already in Syria. Amen. Ezekiel's being fulfilled. Isaiah's being fulfilled. I mean, we're knocking door. We're seeing this day by day, seeing this take place. These people rising up that's wicked as the devil himself, and they claim to be Christians, claim to be godly people, and they ain't no more godly than my dog. Amen. They live just about like them. But they claim to be all that, and these people just flocking to them by the droves and the hundreds and the thousands. Amen. We're living in a day when he's a communist that's running for president of these United States and people's flocking to them. Amen. They're flocking to them. They're piled up by tens of thousands to see this man, to hear what he's got to say. Because he says, hey, brother, then he said, ain't going to be a possum in every pot. Amen. But what do you got to give up to get that possum in your pot? What do you give up to? What do you got to give up to get your free schooling? What do you got to give up to get your free food? What do you give up to get all this free stuff? You got to give up all your liberties. Amen. Remember the message I preached a while back about Adolf Hitler? Huh? That's what he did. He started giving them all the free stuff. But guess what? The free stuff wasn't really free. It cost something. And what it cost them was their freedom. Amen. When we start giving up our freedoms for free stuff, then we're headed in a downward spiral to which we'll never come back. Amen. Because in order to get... Listen. In order to have free schooling, somebody has to pay those teachers. Amen. So they got to raise the pay, those few people that are still trying to work. Those few that are still trying to pay taxes. You know what that is, taxes? Yeah. We get hit with it all the time, don't we? Just tax after tax after tax. Amen. And so we pay all these taxes so that these others can just ride. That only goes so far. Amen. You can only tax the rich because they'll take their companies to China. Amen. They don't care. Matter of fact, one of them, General Motors, is doing it this year. After we paid them billions of dollars to bail them out, they're going over there this year. They're setting up a factory and they're going to build a car exclusively made in China and sell it in America. God help. But we're seeing this thing, it's turned upside down. But what we know, we don't need some man to change things for us. We need God Almighty back in our lives to lead us and guide us and provide for us every necessity that mankind needs. Jesus said, I know you have need of raiment and all these other things. He said, just seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness. And He said, I'll take care of all those things. Amen. Praise the Lord, we need to put God first. Praise the Lord. And we do that when we trust the Holy Spirit. Paul goes on, he says, likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. Our lack of strength or weakness. He said, the Spirit of God's there to make intercession for us through God, through the Lord Jesus Christ that's in us, praise God, and to make the difference in our life. See, that's the part that's missing. The part that's missing is that Spirit of God guiding us and showing us, putting us where we need to be and helping us to thrive where we are. You hear what I said? Helping us to thrive where we are. See, the old flesh says, well, you know what, preacher? You just need to keep moving along, go there, do that. And this. No, we just need to thrive where God put us. Amen. Praise the Lord. We got to mortify the flesh, trust in the Spirit of God. That's the missing part. Mortifying the deeds of the flesh, trusting in the Spirit of God, lead us in the way He wants us to go, according to the will of God, the Word of God. Amen. That'll direct us along the way. Amen. What that means is every now and then, youngins, we just got to stop and we got to listen to God. Listen for God and heed what He says. Amen? He's got good guidance. He's got a good guidance system. I mean, it'll lead us right in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, praise God. He'll help us to be holy. He said, you know, if we sanctify ourselves, over in Leviticus, there's a message in there, Leviticus. He says, God says, told Israel, said, you need to sanctify yourself that I might sanctify you. Amen? Praise the Lord. Amen. He said, you submit yourself to God. And He said, I'll submit myself to you. He said, I'll set you apart. Amen. He said, when we, that's what Brother Rex says all the time, you know, submitting and committing. Amen. It's a big part of it. But when we can't have the committing because most people haven't done the submitting. But when we submit ourselves to the Lord, I was talking to Brother Bill today. He called me and me and him was talking on the phone and I told him, I said, well, what the problem is? I said, the Lord gave us a blueprint, said how to fix this. He said, He did. And I said, yeah. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, that's submitting ourselves to God. He said, then, amen, if, then, you see where it changes, where it turns around? God does that. But the missing part of it is me and you. Amen. Listening to the Holy Spirit, allowing the Holy Spirit of God to guide us in the path of righteousness for His name's sake, putting us where He wants us to be and following the Lord. Staying with God. Amen. Letting God make the difference in our lives according to His perfect will. That, my children, tonight is the missing part. That's the missing part that we have. Just following in the guidance of the Lord.